Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to reach Brian Batts.
This is he.
Hey, Mr. Batts. This is Jerome Pratt with CBA. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Who am I speaking with again?
Jerome Pratt with CBA Homes. You had spoken with Jack, one of our associates, earlier in the year, and he's no longer with us, but I'm just really reaching back out to individuals that he spoke with. Figuring out where you are in your situation with 742 South Jones Street.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have I caught you at a bad time or?
A little bit, but I got a few minutes.
Okay. Got you. Got you. I know, you know, you had spoken with him earlier in the year and we're talking about, I guess, moving in some time period and looking to receive offers on the place. Where are you at in that process?
Well, we're actually done cleaning it out, and maybe got one or two things I need to pull out of there as far as personal information, a couple boxes. But we're actually getting ready to start the process, man.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I'll be transparent with you. I do have, like, three or four people, you know, trying to stand by doing the same that you're doing. So
I definitely expect that. That's no problem at all. I guess, where are you at with those three or four people? Have you received any offers on the place or are considering?
I really haven't taken any offers. They're all just like waiting for me to, you know, they've been patiently waiting for me to get everything cleaned out. They understood the situation.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this on my own, so I've had to, you know, take time because I've had personal issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just about finished, like I said, getting everything out of there. I think I have maybe two boxes that I got to get out of there.
I'm sure that's nothing compared to what you did.
Oh, man, we'll have to talk about that later. but, like, I haven't given anybody any prices or anything like that. They're just waiting to hear from me, and I really haven't reached out to anybody yet. So, but
gotcha.
I have talked to them, and I told them, you know, out of respect, that I would let them know when I'm done, so they could, you know, have their chance or whatever. So,
yeah.
And what I've been telling everybody is, I know it's going to be at least 100, but I don't have a definite a definite price on it, because my brother's involved as well. He's not in state, so, you know, once I can get him and we figure some things out, then I can put an actual, okay, this is at least what we want right here.
Gotcha. And that does make sense. And, I mean, yeah, I completely get the timeline involving other people. You got to do what you got to do in a situation for sure. I do want to ask you, I mean, I know you cleaned it out, did it a good amount of work on the inside just to get it to this place. Were you thinking of listing it, or were you just wanting to, you know, avoid it hitting the market and just get it done soon?
As far as I'm concerned, I didn't think I needed to list it since I had so many, you know, people that wanted it. I wanted to get it out there and get going.
Got you.
It's going to be as is, so it's furniture still in it. You know, it's not bad furniture. I'm not sure what people want to do with the property, but it's fully furnished, pretty much. Now, of course, it's some old furniture, like, you know, back in, you know, I grew up in a house, I'll just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, no.
You know, some older furniture, but if somebody had to move in there, all they would need is a bed or two. But, you know, without somebody having to, you know, put carpet down, you know, just make it nice.
Yeah.
It's going to go as is.
Gotcha.
Other than that, I really hadn't thought about listing it because I had, like, people have just been wanting it. So I figured I'd get with somebody, you know, what me and my brother come up with a price of what we think is reasonable as far as, you know, at the same time, you know, being aware of it's going to be going into an investor. So, you know, we understand we can't get top dollar for it, but at the same time, we want to we want to get what we can.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. Yeah,
so listing it, I mean, I'm sure we can, but we hadn't gone down that road yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's I'm sure you've already been through somewhat of a hassle with the place, so I mean, it's even more of a hassle to go about listing nowadays because you got to stage and fix it up, show it, you know, it's you then break off a good chunk to a realtor, so it's definitely a lot that goes into it that I can understand avoiding, you know, with this property. I definitely get that. Were there any major, you know, update needed to make it more livable? I know you said somebody could just, you know, put some bed in there and be on the right, but
yeah, it's an old house, man. Like I said, I grew up in the house,
mm-hmm.
so it's going to need everything.
Got you.
It's going to need everything. But like I said, what I mean by somebody could move in it, like if somebody needed a place to live right now and didn't care about what it looked like, they could go in there. Heat still works, water still works, but it's one of those older houses where you have like two outlets in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No. But the plumbing is, you know, 1950s, 60s plumbing. So it's an older house, it's good bones. But to bring to modernize it, you're gonna have to, you know, do a little bit to it.
Got you.
But you know, whenever when I give you a call back with, you know, if you want to take a look at it, you know, I'm more than happy to show it.
Yeah, yeah, no, we definitely are interested in doing so. I mean, what was your timeline to start to receive those offers and hopefully get it off your hands?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting with my brother probably within the next 2 weeks. Let him know that, you know, everything's out of it. He might come down and just, you know, put his eyes on it. So I would say maybe probably a little after Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
Because I know me and him will be having Thanksgiving together. So that it gives him time to walk through, see if there's anything in there he would like to take out, and then we'll talk about, you know, we'll do our research on as far as, you know, what we can offer it at, and then we'll go from there. So I would say, maybe around early December, 1st December, I should have something in pocket.
Okay. All right, definitely. So if it's all right with you, I'll make it a mission to give you a call back towards that time frame. And, you know, just check back in and see where you are in the process. But like I said, we definitely are interested. We can even come to you. We're the company I work for, CVA Homes, we're right in Ashland, Virginia. So
okay.
Local
no
company.
Problem.
We do a lot of business throughout, you know, Richmond area and surrounding counties. So definitely would love to take a stab at this and see if we can, you know, come to something that makes sense for everybody for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
For sure. But yeah, I would definitely follow back up around that time with you. Just be on the lookout for a call from me around the 1st or 2nd. Actually the 2nd, just because it's a Monday on that thing.
Is this the same number?
Yep, this will be the same number.
I'll go ahead and lock your name in because I get so many scam calls, man. I don't even answer half of them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to miss your call.
I understand, and I appreciate that. And my first and last is Jerome Pratt.
Pratt?
Yep, you got it. You got it.
All right, gotcha.
All right, Mr. Batts. Well, I appreciate you for these past few minutes and look forward to catching back up with you in early December.
Okay, sounds good, man. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.